And isn't it funny that the same people who pollute the Sabbath are trying to tell you to keep the Sabbath? These self-righteous, pompous, holier-than-thou Jews. Keep the Sabbath, even though they polluted it. You know, thou shalt not covet, even though they're the ones guilty of it. Hey, read Romans chapter number 2. You know, where the Bible talks about that even though these Jews are claimed to be the light of the world, a teacher of them of babes, an instructor of them that are in darkness, they're the ones who are actually breaking the law. Thou that teaches, thou shalt not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that teaches, you know, not to have any idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? What are they doing? They're blaspheming the name of God because they're trying to impose the old covenant on people, even though they themselves are polluting it. Now you say, well, what is the Sabbath about? Well, the Sabbath is simply this. In a nutshell, it's a picture of our salvation. Amen. That's all it is. Where did I have you turn? Did I have you turn? Go to 1 Corinthians. Actually, go to Colossians chapter number 2. Colossians chapter 2. I'm going to skip some things here. You see, when Jesus died, he died for how many days? 3 days. If you go according to the days that we see in the Bible, this would include Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And on the third day, according to the Bible, that would include Sunday being the third day. On the third day would refer to Sunday if it happened on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Now, here's the interesting thing is that he was slain on the Passover, which was that Thursday. And the law said that on the Passover that no man can do any work. So the 14th day of the month, Abib, the Bible says that they could do no work on the Passover. Isn't it interesting that he was sacrificed? He was crucified on the cross on the Passover. What was that Friday? Well, the 15th month of the month Abib was actually considered the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which guess what? No man can do any work. And then what you have is the third day, which was a Saturday, was the Sabbath, which no man can do any work. So people couldn't work on Thursday. They couldn't work on Friday, and they couldn't work on Saturday. Okay? Why? Because during that time, you have the Passover, you have the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and then you have the Sabbath. But what was also happening simultaneously during that time? Jesus Christ was paying for our sins.
Good.
Just as in the New Testament, because that's a foreshadowing of today, to get saved, we do no work.
Amen.
We do zero work to go to heaven, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. So we see that Thursday no man was supposed to do any work, Friday he was supposed to do no work, Saturday no work, and then on the Sunday he resurrected.